Trump effect, remittances to Mexico to drop to lowest level in more than a decade. By Randy Clark on June 5, 2025. Actions taken to shut down illegal crossings of the U.S.-Mexico border, mass deportation operations across the country, and an unprecedented increase in ICE worksite enforcement operations are the likely cause of a more than $250 million drop in money sent to Mexico in April. The amount sent by Mexican citizens to their home country is the most significant drop in 12 years, according to Banco de México. The April report published by Banxico.org, which tracks and analyzes remittances, shows a sharp reduction in electronic wire transfers and money orders when compared to the previous month. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum addressed the drop in remittances during a Tuesday morning press conference where she urged citizens to remain calm as officials analyze why the remittances to her country have dropped precipitously. During the daily press conference, Sheinbaum announced a delegation of officials would travel to the United States to address a proposed 3.5% tax on remittances to Mexico found in the Big Beautiful Bill budget reconciliation legislation. The tax contained within the legislation could result in revenue to the U.S. of more than $2 billion annually, based on more than $60 billion in remittances sent to Mexico in 2024. The total remittances to Mexico, however, may continue to fall based on the increased immigration enforcement operations taking place nationwide. As reported by Breitbart Texas, ICE is conducting worksite enforcement operations across the country in multiple industries. Suppose U.S. employers react to the new threat of the enhanced ICE enforcement of federal immigration laws regarding employment of unauthorized workers by refusing to hire illegal aliens. In that case, remittances may also be reduced to other countries. Layoffs have begun at several prominent businesses because of changes in the employment of migrants whose parole has been revoked by the Trump administration in recent days. According to a New York Post report, Walmart began firing mostly Venezuelan workers who recently had their legal authorization to work revoked by the Department of Homeland Security. The action to remain in compliance with federal immigration labor laws is taking place at Disney as well. Dozens of workers were put on leave at Disney in response to the Supreme Court ruling in May that allowed the Trump administration to revoke the temporary protected status of more than 350,000 Venezuelan nationals. As reported by Breitbart Texas, activist groups are organizing protests condemning the increase in arrests by ICE promised by the Trump administration before the election. In San Antonio, Texas, several immigrant rights groups and the Party for Socialism and Liberation banded together outside the federal immigration courthouse on Monday to decry the increase in arrests and deportations of illegal aliens. As reported by Breitbart Texas, as is occurring in many metropolitan areas across the country, the San Antonio ICE field office has ramped up deportation operations in recent weeks. Worksite enforcement operations recently discovered illegal aliens unlawfully employed at a construction site on the University of Texas at San Antonio, UTSA, campus. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark.